talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go, it's a getaway Friday, December the 5th, 2025, 12/5/25. You're tuned into the Exchange Club here on WGH Talk, and the fruitcake toss is upon us. December the 11th, 7 p.m. this coming Thursday, 6 days away. We're going to have Buckeye Donuts from the famous Buckeye Donut in Columbus, Ohio. That's brought to you by the Industrial Channel. This list is long. We've got Chip. Hold on. Let's go to the phones here before we read the list of nominees. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city.
There we go with a whiz bang.
Well, would you like hot chocolate there?
Well, I don't know. I mean, is there a possibility of it?
There is a reality of it.
Oh, a reality?
With the Salvation Army. They have a canteen truck. And they said they could serve hot chocolate. And I said, would you be charging? No.
Well, how about
hot chocolate?
Now,
I have to do is, if you want them to do that, as well as bring in a kettle and a bell ringer, all I have to do is call and confirm it with them.
And they are bringing a kettle and a bell ringer.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. I tell you what,
participate in the toss.
Now, is the bell ringer tossing, or are they bringing somebody to toss?
I don't know. I would imagine. Is it a major? I don't know what the ranking is in that. But a husband and wife, and I'm sure a third person. So,
well, I tell you,
that's all I know at this point, and I'll leave him with your number or email or whatever. You can certainly Google the Salvation Army.
Yeah, give him my
number and talk with him.
Yeah, send him my email. That's probably the best way, and we'll get it all squared away, I guess, as they say.
So I'll tell him, and you have a truck that'll give hot chocolate, and I don't know what else he has on that truck, but hopefully we can fill one of their kettles.
There we go. Sounds good. Thank you. Well, I'll tell you what, the event is just gaining momentum now.
Well, that's good. I think I've emailed everybody at this point, so we're moving up there, too.
All right. Any confirmations at this point? We know Vivek Ramaswamy is a no.
I have not. Well, I mean, I sent the email like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, goodness gracious! So we got Chip, we got Bob Walsh, Mariah Rudolph, Amy Acton, Wesleyan Davis, Larry Barnett, Vivek Ramaswamy, Ralph Thacker, myself, Matt, Twyla Lang, Jason Schauber, Bill Collins, Jeff Ruth, Brian Murphy, Thaddeus Smith, Lois Fisher, Lowell Thurston, Governor DeWine, Naomi Craig, Terry Klein, Linda Sims, Sheriff Bales, Ed Pickett, the president of the Wyman. Miranda McGinnis, Mayor Kellogg, Martin Watts, Mary Ellen Withrow, Mike Augenstein, members of the fire department, Kevin Davidson, Frank Gibson, Ted Graham, Ron Prater, Aaron Rollins, Amy and Brock Parker, Tara Dyer, Salvation Army bell ringer, Heather Hill, Allison Russo, Ralph Smith, Sean Barr, Ayers Ratliff, Dana Martin, Buckeye Guy, Ben Weber, Colleen Marshall, Pastor Steve Whitaker, Jim Jordan, Tracy Richardson, and a tree from the Wyman will go to the who? Homeless shelter.
That's always good, isn't it?
And bring your things to decorate the tree. Your ornaments, your popcorn strings, your Christmas change, your garland, whatever. And if you hit the tree will be the 70-foot marker in the fruitcake toss. If you hit the tree, you'll get a special prize. Bob Walsh bringing the plaques from Columbus, Ohio. And apparently a Salvation Army bell ringer will be. We'll have music this year as well as somebody ringing or taking donations. So I guess now we are an official fundraiser for the Salvation Army.
Well, that's always nice, isn't it?
You're going to have to stop doing your paperwork during the show. You're going to have to save that for when this thing ends.
Otherwise, I'll forget or something like that.
You're not going to forget. How many people do you got to email at this point?
Well, I got to message both of these guys still. I got to do
just give it
all
a,
three
did
of
you
the
add that? Did you add that we've got a tree being donated to the homeless shelter? No, we've got the Salvation Army having a kettle out here and a bell ringer.
I didn't think to add any of that.
Well, you got
to
put all that in there now. Now you really draw the people in. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you better get hold of Abby and let her know hot chalk was being already provided.
No, I think she should still provide. She does the little cups and everything, and I have not known her to not provide it at this point. But, you know, she's being a little stubborn this year, so, you know, what can you do?
Hopefully she's listening.
Well, she was listening earlier. Yeah, she was listening earlier. And I even invited her in here this hour. I invited her. Matt, did I not invite her?
You invited her, yes.
I invited her. So I come in here and air your grievances and whatever else you have. And she
said,
and she's not here.
Hopefully, you know, you don't want two of them showing up. Maybe she could do cookies or something.
She could do cookies. Christmas cookies. Absolutely.
Instead of the hot chocolate.
Right, or what else is holiday? We'll think about this.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Yeah, I need to check with the Salvation Army first to see what their deal is. But is she sitting here right now? No, she's not. Did I invite her in? So once again, I think I'm vindicated in this whole thing.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know why you want to be on her good side, because she, listen, she's just not right.
I'm not trying to be on anybody's good side.
You are.
It just seems to me that, I don't know. I mean, she might be busy as far as to why she didn't come here.
She's not busy.
I don't know. What does she do on Fridays?
Why can't I be busy? Why can't I be busy?
Because you're here.
Busy.
Yeah, but you see, but you're on. Like you can't say that you can't come to the radio station if you're busy at the radio station doing the show that I invited you to come on to. It doesn't make any sense.
No, I'm talking about how this whole thing broke down to where it is now.
What do you mean?
I don't think you understand the process of events.
No,
I don't think you do.
You left her on red for...
No,
for,
I did not. I did not.
For...
Again, that's not what happened.
At least 1 month.
No. What happened was... Okay, do you not understand? She brought up a bad event...
Yeah, I got that.
...from like 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I know her by now. I know... that if I respond, no way that it's going to end well. If I say that's not what happened, she's going to argue that point that it did happen. If I say it did happen, then she's going to think she's right all the time. And you cannot let either one of those things happen. So I decided to take the high ground, and all I said was nothing. So then the next time she responded, she said Happy Thanksgiving, and I responded with Happy Thanksgiving. I responded. And she got mad about that.
Because you left her on deliver. Not even delivered, you left her on red. You read the message and then didn't respond. For like a month.
I think you missed the part. Where if I had responded, it would have been bad. Because I know where that was going to go. That she holds like... I'm not even going to bring it up. Because
well,
she holds
it's
such
bad
a dark...
no matter what you do. So...
now you understand. Now you understand.
Oh, no, I mean, you should have just responded. You should have just responded.
I could be the kindest man in the world to her, and she would still say that I'm snarky and mean.
I don't know necessarily that that's true.
Oh, I do. I've been around her enough.
I've never spent any time around her besides the time she's been in here, so...
It's rough. I told you the story earlier. When we first met, I had a good relationship with her. Everything was fantastic.
Yeah, I've heard the story.
You understand?
I don't know that I understand. I've never spent any time personally around him.
No, but I'm telling you the story as it happened. Why would I lie?
Because it fits with your story.
No, it's true. We were
well,
fine.
I'm not saying it's not true.
She used to make apple butter and bring it in. She used to bring sodas in the morning before I would start the show unannounced. She used to do all these wonderfully nice things. And then one day, all of a sudden, things got a little chilly. And I knew that things, it was like stark chilliness. And I said, is there something wrong? And she said, no. And she said no for like a month. And then she kind of warmed up again. And at that point, I found out that there was something wrong. That she had been harboring bad feelings.
Well, I can be on your side on that one. I mean, I think that after, you know, if you're going to, if something bothers you and you're not going to make it known within like a week or so of it bothering you, I don't know necessarily that you should that you should bring it back up.
But that's what happened. And I'm telling you, that's what would have happened with that thing she brought up from 3 years ago.
I think it'll be fine. You should have just
tried. How about that? Bringing up something from 3 years ago. Why do that?
Oh, I don't know what it was, so I can't, I don't know.
Silly. It was silly. It was nothing to get angry over. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, sounds to me like she's been nice to you and done things for you, but you ain't done things for her.
No, I've been her friend.
Well, that's different than doing, inviting her out to eat and pay the bill, or...
You know, I think I've done that. I think I have paid the bill when we've went out to eat. Yes.
Okay, but, you know, if she's nice to you and does things, you gotta reciprocate.
Well, but I don't know if that's good, because I think then if you're reciprocating for good deeds, then the good deeds really aren't good. Really what you wanted was reciprocation.
I think you're obliged to do something. If somebody gets you a Christmas present, don't you want to have a Christmas present for them too?
Hey, Scott got me a Christmas present last year. I didn't get him one.
There you go. There you go. So should I be angry and hold a grudge?
Oh, I don't think so, but...
Oh, so apparently it doesn't work both ways.
Well, it should. It should work both ways.
Let me tell you...
Find something little, something... Nice, just little things to do for her.
Listen, here's what you people are failing to understand. You think she's this nice girl who's all like sweetness and kindness. I know the real person, so my perspective is a little different on her than other people. I know what's really deep down inside of her, and I know the real person. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I bet you do, but still... Try to find something you can do something nice for her and see how it goes.
Hey, what all's going to be at the fruitcake toss?
Who's going to be? Who's asking the question like that?
No. What's all going to be at the fruit?
What's?
Oh, nobody asked.
What?
Yeah, what? Like what is?
What? Like what?
Like I mean, because I said that we're going to have a tree to donate to the homeless shelter.
Right.
We're going to have the bell ringer from the Salvation Army and Buckeye Donuts. Am I forgetting anything?
Hot chocolate question mark.
Well, the Salvation Army's coming, so...
Don't you think that she's silly, though? Don't you think this silliness with the hot chocolate, don't you think that's a little silly?
No, I think it's just you two have a certain relationship, not, you know...
We certainly do. We certainly do. I'll tell you. And it's combative on her behalf, and on my behalf, it's kindness and mirth.
Well, that's the way you take it.
Well, no, that's the way it is. Let me tell you.
Well,
I'm a sweet person.
Her on your show, and, you know, several times, I think that she is a, you know, nice girl.
But that's not the real her. So you got to understand.
Well, it might not be if I got to know her better.
No. If you knew her in private, you would know what I'm talking about.
Okay, well.
She's a little rough around the edges.
Find something to... You can do nice to her and see how she takes it.
Okay. Thank you. I think I'm nice to her all the time. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. I invited her in. What more can I do?
You could... I don't know. You could pull... I can't think of his name now. Well, you could always... Gary Allen, is it Gary Allen? The dude who used to show up at people's houses and be like, hey, man... Is that the dude?
Gary Allen?
Oh, gosh.
Gary Allen?
I don't know. I don't know people. It's a name.
Isn't it terrible at the holidays?
Gary Allen sings music somehow. Some music. Not the guy. The dude who, I don't know. The dude who used to just like who would follow people up and down the street with the cameras and then ask them questions.
I have no idea.
What do you mean? We watched the clips.
Gary Allen?
No, it's not Gary Allen. I lied.
What did they do?
Like he went into the one place and he was like, "Hey, this is NBC or whatever," and then the one dude was like, "Wow." And he followed.
Oh,
the,
Mike Wallace.
Yeah, Mike Wallace. I don't
Where
know.
Did you get Gary Allen?
I don't know. It's a name I've heard of in my life.
Oh,
I guess.
Oh, Lord.
Go
ahead, caller.
Oh man, alive! What kind of drugs is he on?
I know. Gary Allen, Mike Wallace, same person.
Wow. Yeah, I don't get the connection, but hey, who am I to judge?
Hey, it's just a name.
It's almost a foregone conclusion. You got the Salvation Army bringing hot chocolate within their canteen, whatever they call it, a mobile canteen.
Well, what else do they have in this mobile canteen?
Well, that 100% be hot chocolate.
I didn't really get into any detail other than to say, yes, they are most welcome to be participants in the toss as well as provide the hot chocolate, bring a bell ringer, and a kettle. Hopefully we can stuff that kettle.
Now, are they going to be doing a blood drive out here, too? It sounds like they're doing full service.
Oh, that was an attempt at levity?
Yeah, it was comedy. I know. It's got some... Boy, there was a big, long pause there. I'm going to have to create my own comedy here.
You ain't ready for Vegas yet.
Well, you know, I'll be playing Monday night at the city council meeting. There's a lot of comedy that goes on there.
Oh, yeah. A lot of comedy and tragedy.
And Santa Claus will be there. I should mention that Thursday night.
Will they let Santa Claus in?
Oh, yeah, he's coming. I booked him.
They're going to have to frisk him.
Well, I'm not going to volunteer for that.
He can't get through the screener. He can't get through the screener.
I know. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Thanks for calling. His belt's got metal on it.
Yeah, Ross Vanis is going to have to give him, you know what a Terry search is.
Oh, no. Poor Santa.
That's the pat down.
You know,
be groping Santa.
There's a joke here that I'm not going anywhere near. It's a holiday joke.
Whoa.
That not going anywhere near it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, you. I gave the captain. I think this is Captain Price. I gave your email address, so you guys can connect and work out all of the little details.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yep.
Maybe we'll have a blood drive. People can eat their sugary donut and then give their blood. Boy, this is a happening now. People are going to have to wear tuxedos to this event. It's going to be an event.
Oh, well, I don't. I was planning on wearing the suit and tie.
No, no. You're going to wear the elf costume.
No.
Sing Christmas carols. Somebody's got to lead this group.
Well, I can sing Christmas carols, I guess, but I don't. I'm not a fan of the elf hat.
And the bell. We're going to be hearing that bell. Ring-a-ding, ring-a-ding, ring-a-ding all night long. Oh, it's a Salvation Army. Now, see, now we're a charity event after all these years. Who knew?
No, look at that.
We've converted.
Well, I mean, that's what you want, I guess.
Well, I like it.
I
hope people do fill that canteen.
Oh, yeah.
I like that it's optional. You know, if you have the money, dump it in there. If you don't, forget it.
Well, that's how it works.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. But I don't believe that I should be penalized for the whole hot chocolate situation. That's all I'm saying.
I think it's fine.
Yeah, but again, I don't think this was my fault.
Well, you never asked the person.
Oh, get off the asking. If you do it 2 years...
If you didn't ask, then why would they do it?
The last time I talked to them, they were rude. Last week, they were rude on Thanksgiving.
See, I don't know. Again, I mean, I think what had happened was you left them undelivered for...
Oh,
for
what is with you and undelivered? First
no,
of all...
No, sorry, not even delivered.
I don't think it matters.
You left them undelivered.
Why did they say Happy Thanksgiving?
You read the message.
Why did they say Happy Thanksgiving, then?
Because they... I don't know. They wanted you to say Happy Thanksgiving back.
And I did.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right. Well, but you didn't respond to the first message from, like, however long ago. After reading it. If you're not going to respond to a message, don't read it.
Listen, I could tell you some things about this person that I'm not going to do, but they have their rude sides.
I don't know. I think it's... I mean...
No, they do.
I've never seen it.
I don't have. Well, that, you haven't been around them as much as I have.
I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I'm just saying I
have. They have a rude. Thanksgiving night was very rude.
Well, I don't know. I think it's fair. I don't know that doing it on Thanksgiving was a good time.
Right,
to
very
do it,
rude, but, very rude. But, especially since there was bait that you had said Happy Thanksgiving. You wanted me to say Happy Thanksgiving to you. I did, and then you picked a fight.
I don't know. I'd have to see the messages on that one.
You don't trust me?
I mean, was it just Happy Thanksgiving, and then they started berating you?
Oh, it was. I was snarky.
Oh,
and
well,
I was.
Yeah, wasn't it the whole? Didn't you say like you know, put your mind at ease or whatever?
Yes, I said because.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird.
They seemed upset.
Well, I mean, I was like telling them to not be upset was a good course of action.
So be upset.
I wouldn't have said anything to do with upset.
I could tell they were upset.
If somebody's upset, you don't tell them to not be upset. You're gonna upset them.
I think this person's upset all the time.
It's the same logic as like you know, if you meet somebody who's depressed, you tell them, oh, just be happy. I mean, it doesn't work that way.
No, I can't make her happy. I'm just saying, if me not talking to you has upset you, and you think that I'm holding some kind of grudge against you, I'm letting you know I'm not holding a grudge against you, so don't let that worry you. There is no grudge.
I don't know.
That's all it was?
It seemed to be a grudge.
There was not a grudge. What was the grudge?
You left them on red for like at least a month, and then proceeded to and then didn't speak to them again. That sounds like a grudge.
How would you have handled this?
I would have responded.
No, wrong. Right there. Wrong.
I think you're wrong. See, because this is where you've gotten.
I'm in a normal. It'd be this way anyway. The entire time I've known this person, they act like this. This is them on a normal day.
They
idle at this attitude.
I don't know about that.
Every fruitcake toss, we always have drama surrounding the hot chocolate. I've never had drama surrounding the fruitcakes. I never had drama surrounding the Buckeyes. I've never had drama surrounding the donuts. Always the hot chocolate. Always the hot chocolate. Never had drama surrounding the Christmas tree. Never had drama with the Salvation Army. Never had drama with the homeless shelter. Hot chocolate. Drama, drama, drama. Why? Connect the dots.
My understanding is that they were volunteered to make the hot chocolate.
Oh, who volunteered anybody?
Well, apparently they feel that you volunteered them.
I said there might be hot chocolate. That's it.
Well, I don't mean this year. I mean, like...
How come other people jump up and say, here's a Venmo. Here's a canteen truck. Why do other people do that?
Well, I mean, you know, if I had a canteen truck, I might be more inclined to bring hot chocolate. It's a bit of a work to bring a whole bunch of cups that have
pre-filled. Then you say you don't want to do it. You say I don't want
to
do it.
And then you have to bring
you feel that you are obligated... Correct? That's what you're saying. That's your contention, that I made them feel obligated, right?
Volunteered them.
Okay. If you feel that way, then why don't you just say no?
Well, because I guess if people were already under the assumption that there was going to be hot chocolate, and then all of a sudden you were like, I'm not bringing hot chocolate, it'd make you look like the bad person.
Okay, well then let's go this route. Why did you ever bring it up? Well, it's not like I popped that in my head.
Well, my understanding is that they think that you didn't bring it up and that you were...
That's
again,
not true.
That you
that's
volunteered
a lie.
Them.
That's a flat-out lie. I can tell you that's a flat-out lie. That is a flat-out lie. If they were sitting right here, I'd tell them they were a liar, and that's a flat-out lie. Because we had a conversation about that at the school, her and I, and she said... I said, hey, because I think the conversation, the Buckeyes were coming. We had talked about the Buckeyes. And I said, you know, that'd be great if we had hot chocolate. Hot chocolate. And she said, well, I could probably do that. That was it. And then I added that, and then all of a sudden she hadn't been asked.
Well, I don't know. I think...
Why would I pull that out of the sky?
There's a reason that she... I mean, I'm sure there's a reason as to why she thinks she wasn't asked.
Because, like, 2 days passed, and she actually thought about it. And then she said, ooh, I don't really want to do that. But she did not express that to me. She did not elucidate that thought to me.
Right.
That's what happened. I'm telling, why would I make this up?
Because otherwise you'd be in the wrong.
Oh, no, I'd admit if I was wrong. I wouldn't.
I don't know. Maybe.
Do you notice how every other aspect of this event goes smoothly? But one aspect every year, drama. Every single year.
Well, it's the most logistical. I mean, it's the most logistically demanding one.
It is not.
You have to. I mean, like again, if I had a mobile kettle or whatever they whatever they called it, I'd be down to bring the hot chocolate. But if I had to get a whole bunch of cups and pre-fill them with hot chocolate powder and put marshmallows in them and then boil some water and put it in this big old water thing to bring, and that's a lot of work.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you don't admit when you're wrong, never.
I admit all the time when I'm wrong.
Just like you stole that guy's grill.
No, I did not steal.
You made Mary Ellen sweep your garage.
Well, that's not true. I did not make Mary Ellen sweep my garage.
Well, I've never heard you say that you was wrong about anything.
Let me just clarify. First of all, I did not make Mary Ellen Withrow sweep my garage. I was inside, and I came out to the picnic, which she was invited to, and I was horrified that the Treasurer of the United States had found a broom, and she was sweeping up my garage. I did not tell her to sweep the garage.
90-something-year-old lady, and
no, I did not tell her.
Hands and done it yourself.
No. And number two, what was the other thing?
How dirty is your garage? I mean, when somebody comes over and they take it upon themselves to sweep your garage, just how dirty is it?
Apparently, it wasn't up to her standards. Hey, I don't know.
You got totes of books, don't you?
I have totes of books.
Can I have it?
The totes of books?
Yeah, well, I guess how many totes of books do you have?
Several. my garage is an interesting place. I have, like, electronics galore in there and totes and books and school things and, you know, a lot of stuff.
I've never looked around too hard, but those totes.
But now, you've been in my garage, Matt. Is it dirty?
It looks like a garage.
It looks like a garage. Yeah, I mean, so, now, what was the other thing you accused me of there? Grill. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, but you pull off that guy.
I'll get phone calls about this. No, let me tell you something about the grill. That person was chemically imbalanced, and God bless their heart. I still have the grill. I tried to give them the grill back. I did not want the grill. I'm not a griller. I didn't need the grill. I didn't even know they wanted the grill until they said something. I wasn't planning on keeping the grill. They just never came and got it. That's not my fault.
Well, you should have found a way to take it back to them.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll slap a bunch of stamps on it and set it out by the yard. Set it out by the road. See if anybody comes and picks it up.
Oh, you want to do that?
And Abby is always wrong in all the conversations we've had over. Don't you find it odd that this is the third year that there would be hot chocolate at the fruitcake toss, and every year that's the one problem? We never have a problem with fruitcakes. We never have a problem with music. We never have a problem with Buckeyes. We never have a problem with donuts. We never have a problem with Christmas trees. We never have a problem with bell ringers, but every year, hot chocolate problem. Same person, I think this is what it's all about.
Well, I don't think you sometimes ask her in a nice way, and she doesn't want to confirm to you that she's going to do it.
She's hard-headed. Go ahead and say it.
She's going to make you, you know, talk about it, blah, 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 and then, you know, she shows up and does it, so.
Go ahead. She's hard-headed. Stubborn. Stubborn. She's stubborn, and she doesn't like to admit that she might have made an error.
Well, hopefully she brings something besides hot chocolate this year, then.
Well, I hope she brings something. Well, I haven't got a confirmation on anything. I invited her in here.
Did Mom make them Buckeyes or whatever for you?
I see, here we go again. I don't know.
Well, I mean, make Buckeyes for you?
I mean, I can ask her. I didn't ask her this year because we had the Buckeye donuts. It didn't make sense to have both Buckeyes and Buckeye donuts.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Thanks.
Later.
I admit that I'm wrong all the time.
I don't know about that.
Those two instances, I was not wrong.
What? I don't know. I wasn't there for him.
Why do you always want to take the other person's side?
Because it's more entertaining now.
Yeah, but you know they're wrong. Deep down, you know they're wrong. You know
it depends on the topic.
You know she's wrong about this hot chocolate.
I don't know.
Yes, you do. You know that she's wrong, and nobody would be this upset about hot chocolate.
If there was a conversation in which that was had, in which the person said they would bring hot chocolate, and then later recanted, then that's, I guess, on them.
They never recanted.
But apparently they did.
No, I never said that they were bringing the hot chocolate. I said maybe.
Well, I guess they felt volunteered.
They're always angry. That's the problem. They've got an anger issue. And I think if they relieved that anger issue, they'd be far better off.
Well, I mean, I think the anger issues are probably not a good thing to have.
No, you can't tell me that they're not an angry person. They come in here every single time, and they've always got a fight to pick.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
First time you met them, they were picking a fight with you.
That is true.
There you go.
That's true.
And they had not even met you yet. Because you were not calling people Mr. and Mrs.
That's fine. I thought that was good.
No, but that's just your personality.
And then I won, by the way.
You beat her.
Feeling to throw that in there, I won.
Oh. What, do you think she'd feel that way?
Well, I mean, probably not, but I had Marianne on my side, so I think that's a win.
Well, again, see, this is how conversations... Why do you think she's so argumentative?
Oh, I don't know. I guess she thinks that she's not wrong, apparently.
Right, but clearly she is.
Well,
I think you should call people Mr. and Mrs. How do you like that?
Well, I mean, good for you, I guess. I mean, I don't... Well, I don't know. I guess I do. It depends on the circumstance.
You say Mr. Prater.
Yeah.
Yep.
But that's... I don't know. I mean, it's not like I'm... Like, if I know you personally, the odds are I'm not going to say Mr. or Mrs. something. But, like, I mean, a lot of the... I don't remember who I... Oh! Ramaswamy. When I sent the email to him, I said that Mr. Ramaswamy has been nominated.
he's a what? Billionaire.
He is a billionaire.
He's a billionaire.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you have to do that with billionaires.
Call him Mr.?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
In case you ever want a loan.
From Vivek?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm taking a loan from Vivek.
Why?
Well, I don't...
You're not a Vivek Ramaswamy fan?
Well, why would I take a loan from a dude who's not a bank?
He's got more money than a bank.
Yeah.
I hear he's doing very well in the pharmaceutical industry.
He certainly is. I mean, I don't know what to say. Like, yeah, I mean, the man's doing well in the pharmaceutical business. That's how you become a billionaire, I guess.
Now, my point, by the way, if you want to nominate anybody for the fruitcake toss, anybody, your neighbor, your kid, your uncle, your aunt, whatever, 740-383-9944. We got about 15 minutes left in the program. Who's on your show tonight at 10?
I am.
Oh.
Yep.
Well, there you go. What's the topic?
Well, we're going to talk about, we'll probably talk about some football stuff as per usual, talk about the city. You know, as per the city council meeting happened on Monday, probably talk a little bit about the Christmas or the holiday party. As I don't think it's called a Christmas party.
Last night at the Community Foundation.
Yes.
What do you think of it? It was high end.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean that. But last year was the first year I went. I mean, I think it was good, just as good as last year. I mean, there were lots of people there this time because we actually showed up early.
Well, yeah, it's kind of a. Very, it's a swanky event.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Catered and everything. It's real nice.
There's certain people.
They take your coat at the door?
Oh, they coat check. That's when you know. And they open up the door and they give you things as you go out. I mean, it's a whole thing. Whole operation they've got over there. I think they're fantastic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And you see a lot of people you know and you have conversation with them while you're eating cheese. I love the cheese room. The cheese, fruit, and what else is in that room? There's something else in that room.
Vegetables.
Vegetables. They have very good dip.
Well, cheese, fruit, vegetables, and the fruit were all in there.
Yeah, they have good dip.
Yeah, good ranch.
They have good drinks. Except the lemonade was a little bitter last night.
I disagree. That was good lemonade. That's about
the second round was good, but the first round was a little bitter.
I think they were both good.
I think they skipped out on the sugar.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's the kind of lemonade I like. I don't like a whole bunch of sugar in the lemonade.
So we got a lot of stuff going. What else do you think needs to come to the fruitcake toss? You got all your people nominated?
Well, not quite. I still have these two, and then the city council people. But I just haven't sent a message to the city council people yet.
I bet Jim Jordan will come in shirt sleeves.
Short sleeves?
No, shirt sleeves.
Oh.
You know, he doesn't wear the sports coats.
I see. I think you should short sleeves.
No, shirt sleeves.
Interesting. Well, I mean, that's fine. He'd probably wear a coat. It'll be cold out there.
Well, I don't know. What's it supposed to be that night? 30?
High of 30.
That's not bad. Because normally we've had the rain, and that makes it worse. Because it's all like puddles and kind of damp outside.
Well, there'll probably be snow on the ground, I'd say. I mean, it's supposed to snow Wednesday and Tuesday.
Well, that'll make it. Well, this parking lot's always clean, though, so we're good with the snow. We'll be on 8:15 to 10 tonight. Who knows what kind of holiday fun we'll have there.
Oh, that'll be good. I think you ought to bring in the good old-fashioned Arthur Treacher Christmas tapes.
Well, maybe I'll bring in tapes. They're records.
Oh, yes, records. Vinyls.
LPs. Vinyls.
I've got some vinyls.
We'll have to unearth the record player over there.
I'm going to buy a record player. I don't have one.
That would be good. Go ahead, caller. Hello?
Yeah, why would you want Jim Jordan to come?
Well, Matt nominated him.
Well, all we know about Jim Jordan, I mean, I wouldn't want him to come.
Well, he's our representative.
Yeah, he, you know, representing
me. Well, who cares? All that stuff that he was involved with there at Ohio State University and permitting that stuff to go on?
I think that's alleged.
Yeah, alleged.
Oh, it's alleged, but it's dang true, too.
Well, it'll be good when he finds out that Colleen Marshall's coming as well. I think that'll be a nice holiday moment there when they join up out there.
Well, maybe she can ask him about that. Good thing I ain't there. I'd tell him. I wouldn't want to see his goddamn ass.
Now, see, that's not holiday talk.
I don't care.
The fruitcake toss.
That's what he deserves.
See, this may be why Larry Barnett got angry.
It could be.
Because... And Larry Barnett will be there as well that night.
Well, too bad I can't be there, but, you know. I don't hold any grudges against him, you know.
I still don't know what you said to Larry Barnett.
Jordan. Oh, God, I wouldn't want him there. Everybody needs to go off on him.
Well, I'm sure...
people know Jim Jordan's coming, they might not want to come.
Oh, no. I think they might want to meet with their representative.
Yeah.
I bet we'll get the whole Democratic Club over here for that.
You think?
Oh, yeah. They'd love to talk to him. Nobody's nominated Glenn Coble, I'll tell you that.
Hey, why don't you get old Glenn? I'll nominate him.
Okay, we'll put old Glenn Coble on the list. You going to send Glenn a message, Matt? Are you zoned out over there, Matt? Hello.
I was reading the message. I can send Glenn a message.
Hey, nobody's nominated old Mrs. Hot Chocolate. She's been in it every year. She's done poorly every year, but she's been in it every year.
Who?
Have you talked to Glenn lately?
Yeah, I saw Glenn the other night.
Oh.
When you talk to him, find out.
I thought it was a title you won.
On show, he was on there, and I was listening to it, and he said he's a Christian. And before, he was always an atheist.
No, I think he's still an agnostic, I think is what he said the other night.
Well, he said he was a Christian when he was on her show, so...
Well, I'll see if I can get him in here at some point, and we can hash all this out at the holiday time.
Yeah, get him to answer, or talk about that.
Yep, all right, thanks.
Yep.
Yeah, hasn't she been in it every year? Pretty much the last 3-4 years?
I think so, yeah.
Well, she was in it before you came, I think, because... I think she was...
She's been in every year.
I think she was in it the year before when we were over at the church. I'm pretty sure she was there that year. She always chokes, though. Have you noticed that when she gets up to throw the fruitcake?
Well, I think she gets nervous.
Yeah, I think she's nervous in front of people.
Well, that's fine, I guess. I mean, you know, 72 yards is a lot to throw anyways.
Oh, it's a long throw.
That's a long throw.
But there'll be a tree marking that, you see, a Christmas tree marking that this year.
Oh, isn't that exciting?
And there'll be a bells all the whole time while you're out there. That bell is loud. That's a big bell they have.
Salvation Army?
Yeah. You don't hear that thing? Clink, 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 clink.
I don't stand up front.
Oh, you'd hear it. I hear that thing in my sleep. It's a loud bell.
Well, that's good, I guess. I mean, you gotta know where the bell ringer's at.
I think city council should proclaim Thursday night fruitcake night in Marion, fruitcake toss night.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Well, they're just throwing stuff on the agenda. Why can't they throw that on there?
Well, it doesn't cost anything, I guess.
Doesn't cost a thing. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. The list is large for the fruitcake toss. What else goes with Christmas? Hot chocolate? Buckeye donuts?
What else goes with Christmas?
Cookies. Cookies and milk for Santa.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's always, like, candy canes.
That's kind of low end, though, don't you think?
I guess it depends on what you do with them.
Well, I think we've learned here today, we've discussed it, and in this hour, we've learned that I'm right.
So, I don't know that that's what
happened. No, we certainly did. We certainly learned that I was right, and some people are just absolutely wrong. Go ahead, caller.
What else goes with Christmas? Figgy pudding!
Oh, figgy pudding. I tell you, figgy pudding, I'm not sure that that's tasty at all.
Oh, geez, you just have to get to the right figgy tree.
You know, I wonder if there will be a quantity of fruitcakes there, because there are no fruitcakes Claxtons here in town. I don't know what's going on with that.
Really?
Yeah,
where
I can't.
Are you going to get them?
I don't know. I have not seen any here at all. I have not.
Why don't you try Sam's Club? They usually have a 3-pack of them, and you could get those delivered. Are you a club member?
I am not a club member.
Not a club member. Well, reimburse me. I'll see if I can get some delivered.
Well, I'll let you know if I find any this weekend. Let me see what I can, because I'm going to check a couple places, but I have not seen them yet this year. They used to sell them at the banks, but that's become a thing of the past.
And quite possibly, I could stop by Sam's Club when I pick up the Buckeye Donuts on Thursday morning or Thursday afternoon.
Oh, okay. So I'll let you know how everything's going. So this will be good. I'm excited for Thursday.
I hope we don't have snow or rain. If we can be around 30, that'd be better than being in the 20s.
That's right. Hey, thanks.
Later.
All right. Well, we're having a lot of stuff going on, but we don't know. Listen, all I know is I'm right in this argument. That's the way. What?
Is that still the right phone number, do you know?
Well, probably. I don't call him every day. How would I know?
I don't know. He calls you a lot. Or calls the radio station, I guess.
He does. It's probably the right phone. I doubt he changes his number.
Okay.
All right. 740-383-9944. Okay. A lot of people nominated for the big fruitcake toss. And other than that, we don't really know at this point. My feeling is that... What's wrong with you? What happened?
Well, you see, I have a Buckeye guy programmed into my phone, but they're different phone numbers. So I don't know.
Well, maybe that's why you didn't get a hold of him.
I don't know which phone number is right.
Well, it's probably the one on his card, wouldn't you guess?
Well, but why would I have a wrong phone number in my phone saved?
Well, what do you think? He's like on the run from the police or something?
Well, I mean, no, but like, I mean, I have, like I said, I have a Buckeye guy saved in my phone.
I don't know.
Well, I'll email, message both of them.
what if one is the big nut?
I don't think I have any of his anything.
I thought he gave everybody a card as well. These super fans have their own business cards. I thought Big Nut gave people a card. He did.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, maybe it's him.
No.
No, not him.
Wrong, different number.
You know, these super fans, I'll tell you, they're interesting. Interesting folk.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to...
So did you get Ralph and Sean and Ayers nominated?
Not yet, no.
Heather?
Not yet, no.
Oh, man. Just got Allison, huh?
Well, I mean, I sent the letter to... Or sent the thing to Ben Weber. I was about to send one to Buckeye Guy. I've emailed the governor. Sent the thing to Jim Jordan, but I don't know that went through because the webpage said that there was an error.
Like it's a stay of execution. We emailed the governor. We're going to see if the guy can get 3 more days or something.
So like, you know...
The last appeal.
So... I've emailed a lot of people by this point. We'll see who responds.
I think city council should just start jamming proclamations through that don't actually cost anything. You know, like me having a chair in the front row, put a little plaque on that, and Fruitcake Toss Day here in Marion, Ohio. I think that's what they should do.
I don't know. I think plaques cost money.
No. Like a little thing for that. They could probably find it laying back in the closet.
No, they could. I think they should just, like, slap a piece of, like, tape on there, honestly. That'd be fine.
They could do some kind of trade-out. It would be in representation of the media in Marion. That's how you sell it.
Right.
Well, I don't know. The media should have a seat in the front row.
Well, I mean, if you really wanted to, I'm sure you could convince them to go back to, like, I don't know, you said it was, like, during Kellogg's administration when you guys would sit back behind the council, like, press corps
style. We used to sit behind the press. Yes, we did. Yeah. Used to be back at the table.
Well, there you go. Worst comes to worst, you go back to that.
I don't know. Did we solve anything this hour? We figured I was right.
I don't think that's what happened.
I think it did. And, that's fact.
Okay.
Well, I hope everybody's having a wonderful holiday season. I hope they tune in tonight.
Oh, yeah. What else you got to do?
Right. I'll invite her in. She won't come, but I'll invite her in tonight.
Well, that's good.
Because I want to be friendly. I don't want it to seem as if I'm not inviting people to things.
Well, I think you have a better chance of doing it then as opposed to now.
See, I'm being courteous.
Well, I mean, you know, people do things at noon. I mean, you're less likely to be doing something at 8 o'clock.
Never know. She's got people.
Well, yeah, but I mean, she's got people. Like, you know, she, like...
All I'm saying, if she just worked on her hostility a little bit, if she just worked on her hostility, the world would be a better place.
I don't think they're all that hostile, or she's all that hostile.
Again, you don't know her like I know her. You don't have to go through these arguments with her that I have to go through. And that's why she's hostile. She's fine to you. I'm sure to most people she's probably fine. If you spend 10 minutes with her, you're okay. But if you spend a good amount of time with her or have a conversation, you realize that there's a lot of pent-up hostility in there. And I don't know where it comes from, but if she saw a good analyst, we'd all be better off.
I don't know. Maybe.
We'll be back tonight.
It'll be good.
Oh, no. We might have answers tonight from these people. I'm telling you, you got to tune in tonight. You can't miss this.
Well, that's the hope.
8:15 to 10. We'll be back tonight. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
I hung up the stocking, and I hung up one day my silk stocking for my father to fill. And he screamed with laughter because he had a great sense of humor, too.